Local and national former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with the play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And live from there we go, and live from Cedar Rapids Kennedy High School, we get ready for high school basketball coming your way tonight right here on KGYM as we get ready for Mississippi Valley Conference play here tonight, as it'll be the Kennedy Cougars taking on the Cedar Falls Tigers in a battle of top 10 rated teams here to kick off 2017. Good evening, Scott Unash, alongside former Prairie coach Phil Dunn, as we get things started for 2017 here tonight with what should be a dandy matchup between number 1 Cedar Rapids Kennedy and number 10 Cedar Falls. Of course, according to the Gazette rankings put out by Jeff Johnson, as Kennedy comes in a perfect 6-0 on the year, Cedar Falls comes in with a record of 4-2. Cougars 4-0 in the conference, Cedar Falls 3-1. But this one does not count as far as the conference standings are concerned. This is a non-conference game put together when both teams were having problems fielding non-conference opponents this year, with the CIML going to a round-robin format. They both were looking around for some non-conference games, couldn't find any takers, so they decided to meet this one here tonight at Kennedy High School. And Phil, Happy New Year, and great to see you, and no better way to kick things off than with a top 10 battle.
We got a terrific opportunity here tonight to see some great basketball, Scott. It is a great way to start the new year, and hopefully you had a good holiday with you and your family and enjoyed your time off. You had a working holiday though, didn't you? You have other obligations with the radio part of it, but it's good to be here. I think we're going to see a great game, Scott. We got just two teams that got a lot of talent, a lot of high expectations on both of these teams coming into 2017.
Yeah, and you talk about the Kennedy Cougars. What a perfect 2016 part of the season it was. 6-0 coming into this one. And they've gone from unrated all the way to the top as far as the poll is concerned. The Cedar Rapids Gazette poll. Kennedy, of course, being led by Drake Brewster and Derek Diggins. Both in double figures, 16 points a game for Brewster. Diggins about 15 points per game. But it's not just those two. It's also guys like Jackson Foley, who's done a terrific job at the point guard position. Matt Burst, all he did was hit 5 3-pointers in that Xavier win just ahead of the holiday break. And then Malik Haynes doing a terrific job as well. And Kennedy, whether they go 8 or 9 off the bench, all the guys can contribute. They've contributed so far to this great start.
They do, and they contribute. You mentioned in the scoring, Scott, how different players have stepped up and scored, starting with Drake Brewster and Derek Diggins are the two mainstays out there. But they contribute in other ways, too. They're good defensive players. They play hard. Kids rebound. They really fit into what Coach McCowan's asking his kids to do, especially on the defensive end, understanding what they're doing. They're varying things up on the defensively and switching and scramble-type defense. The kids that he has out there playing have bought into the system and are really executing it to a T so far. They've played some good competition in 2016, too, and they started off with another good one here in 2017. But they've done everything that Coach McCowan has asked them to do. He really likes his ball club.
And they take on a good Cedar Falls team here tonight. We saw the Tigers over at Cedar Rapids Prairie earlier on this year. They jumped out to a big, big lead and then had to hold on as Prairie fought tooth and nail to get back into that game and did come away with a big road victory. But A.J. Green was big that night with 31 points. He leads his Tiger team in scoring at 23.2. But then you got Ben Gerdes and Isaiah Johnson. It's not as deep a team as Kennedy. They'll probably play 6-7 depending on how things go. It's a very young team for the Cedar Falls Tigers, but they are very talented.
They are, and it all starts with A.J. Green. Everything that he can do out there, you know, he's going to be a Division I college basketball player. He's going to, you know, of course, his dad's on the Northern Iowa coaching staff up there in Cedar Falls. but he's got offers and interest from a lot of other schools in the Big Ten and the Big 12, and he's every bit as good as what he's advertised for. What we saw against Cedar Rapids Prairie, of course, we saw him last year in the U.S. Cellular Center live when they beat Linmar down there, and he had just a terrific ball game that night that took them to the state tournament in Des Moines. But he can do everything. He can shoot it. He can go off the dribble. And he's great. I mean, he's going to put it up, and he's the one that leads this ball club.
No senior starters for this ball club for the Cedar Falls Tigers. They start a couple of sophomores. Well, I beg your pardon. One senior starter with Isaiah Johnson in there, but then two sophomores and two juniors make out the starting lineup for the Cedar Falls Tigers. Two teams that like to get up and down. Two of the top 10 scoring teams in Class 4A so far this year. Kennedy averaging 67 points a game. Cedar Falls not too far behind, 66. They both shoot it very, very well. Kennedy shoots it a little bit better from three-point land. And one thing maybe to look for, Kennedy a much better free throw shooting team, especially if you take out A.J. Green, who is 17-17 so far this year from the charity stripe. But after you take that out, it's a less than 50% shooting team for Cedar Falls.
Yeah, and that's a little bit of surprising when you think about it, what they do and the type of things they do. But that could be the Achilles heel that comes back and bites them a little bit, especially in close ball games. If other people have to go to the free throw line other than Green. Green can't ask for anything more, though. Like you said, he's perfect from behind the charity stripe at 100% so far. But you would think Johnson, especially, as good as a shooter he is, and one of the better shooters he had, he's struggling. He's only 2 for 8 from the free throw line. They don't get to the line as much either as Cedar Rapids Kennedy. You know, as a team, they've only got 56 attempts from the free throw line. Kennedy's got there 95 times. So Kennedy is, that leads you to believe they're the more aggressive team on offense. They're going to be looking to drive, get the ball in the post where they've got better chances to draw contact and get shots from the charity stripe.
Well, we mentioned this game is a non-conference affair here tonight at the Kennedy Gym. Some other games going on tonight around conference. No conference play, if you will. Although I should say Iowa City West and Wash are playing tonight. That game was scheduled later in the year. They actually moved that game up a little bit. So that is a conference game tonight. That's on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Also, non-conference action tonight. Cedar Rapids Xavier is at Davenport Assumption. The girls for Xavier have already won tonight, 61-52. Also, a good one between the MAC and the MVC. Clinton at Dubuque Senior tonight in non-conference play. But not a whole lot of games as far as the state of Iowa in Class 4A is concerned here this evening. We get ready for Kennedy and Cedar Falls High School basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Shellstrom, everybody as we go into 2017. Check them out. Go online to their website at firstfedcu.com and take a look at all the great offers that they have right there. 90th year of doing business. firstfedcu.com, First Federal Credit Union. As we get closer and closer to tip-off of the varsity contest, sophomore game was won by Cedar Falls tonight by a score of 55-47. This Kennedy team with a one-game lead. Of course, this is not conference, but one-game lead in the Valley Division standings right now over Cedar Falls. These two teams are going to play again coming up in about a month or so. Seniors right there at 3-1, and Prairie right there. Prairie and Jeff probably have to be the two surprise teams so far through the 2016 portion of this season.
I would think so, probably, especially with Prairie's big victory right before the break against Iowa City West. And then Prairie turned around, I think they played Western Dubuque then after that too and got another win. But yeah, Prairie's playing really well. They can shoot the ball, they can spread it out. Then you have to defend them on the perimeter, and they got great guard play, good heady play, and so they can hurt you in those ways. And they took the Cedar Falls team to a 2-point game.
Yeah,
we saw out at Prairie, and like you mentioned, Scott, Cedar Rapids Jefferson. We saw them early. They're a surprising team in the sense that they're athletic. They do what they do, and they do it very well. They're coached up well. They play to their strengths and try and limit their weaknesses, and they get everything out of those kids that they can over there.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out as far as our game tonight is concerned with the strategy. it's going to be interesting. Kennedy's going to go at the man-to-man. They're going to go at the jump and change defense, if you will. There are going to be some times when I think you're going to see Jackson Foley. He's done it before. He's going to have to body up against a guy that's probably going to be about 5-6 inches taller than he is. He's been doing it his entire career, the entire season. Probably going to get matched up against A.J. Green a few times tonight. We saw Green come out with that little crossover fadeaway three-pointer that he likes to put up. So there are going to be some interesting matchups tonight.
There will, and Kennedy's really going to pressure Green on the perimeter, and then the front court, the back court, they're going to be trying working him and double up on him, make him give the ball up, and then come down the court and try to get the ball back again, work very hard. He said, I thought it was very interesting, Coach McCowan said, if we let him catch the ball, dribble it down, and shoot, it's going to be a bad night for us. He said, but if we make him give it up, and then he has to work to get it back again, and he said over time, I think that wears on players, and they work pretty hard. So he wants to make him work to get open, not just come down with the ball in his hands and create right away from that. So, and his defense is good at that. They really make you scramble and do things that you're not comfortable doing out there. But they like to mix in some zone too a little bit this year. Kennedy has. They've switched some things up. They've done some different things defensively. We'll see if they'll do that tonight. I don't know. We might see a little bit of it just to throw Cedar Falls off. But you got to know where Johnson is out there. He's a shooter, and you got to know where Green is if you are in those zones.
Pretty nice crowd on hand to start things off for the 2017 portion of high school basketball. Great to have you with us tonight, wherever you may be. Tuning in on 1600 AM as well as KGYMradio.com and the KGYM radio app. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups for this one here tonight. First of all, for the number 10 rated at 4A, Cedar Falls Tigers. They come in at 4-2 on the year and 3-1 in the conference. Losses to Hopkins, Minnesota, and to Waterloo West. For CF, they will go with, at one forward, Isaiah Johnson, a 6'3 senior, lone senior starter, averaging 10.8 points per game, shooting 55% from the field and 41% from beyond the three-point arc. Also the leading rebounder, just over 6 a game. Also, up front at a forward, number 12, Ben Gerdes. He is a 6'4 junior. Second leading scorer, just under a dozen a game at 11.8, shooting 54% for the field. He pulls down 5.5 boards a game. The center is a youngster, Jackson Frerich, 6'7 and a sophomore. Frerich's on the year, averaging 5.2 points and just over 4 rebounds a game. And the guards for Cedar Falls. At the point, the All-Stater, A.J. Green. Green, a 6'3 junior, 23.2 points per game, shooting 42%. From beyond the arc so far, and a perfect 17-17 from the free throw line. The other guard will be number 10, Logan Wolf, a 6'3 sophomore at just under 7 points per game. The head coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers is Ryan Schultz. Now the starting lineup for the Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Right now the number one team in the state in the Gazette rankings. And the Cougars come in 6-0 and 4-0. For conference play. For Kennedy, they'll go with three guards. It'll be number 24, Derek Diggins, a 6'3 junior at 14.8 points per game. He shoots 55% from the field, and Diggins pulling down just under 4 rebounds per contest. Also, at a guard, it'll be number 25 at the point, Jackson Foley, the 5'7 junior at 8.5 points per ball game, shooting 43% from three-point land. And the third guard will be number one, Malik Haynes. Haynes, a 6'1 senior. And Haynes averaging 8.7 points per ball game. Up front for Kennedy at forwards, it'll be number 12, Matt Burst. Burst with 5 3-pointers last time out against Xavier, averaging right at 8 points per game, and 7 of 11 from three-point land so far this year. And also up front at a forward, number 2, Drake Brewster, 6'6 and a senior, 16 points per ball game, shooting 48% from the field. Burst, by the way, 8.5 rebounds per game. One of the best in the state at 4A. Brewster pulls down 5.3 rebounds a game. Head coach of the Kennedy Cougars is John McCowan, assisted by Larry Williams, Ben Ethier, and Jeff Rubis. As the lineups are being introduced, Cedar Falls in their visiting red uniforms, white numbers, white letters, trimmed in black with Cedar Falls across the front with the number in the middle. And Tigers down the side of the shorts. Kennedy in their home whites with the green and gold trim, green numbers and green letters trimmed in gold, and also the Cougars down the side of the shorts. And should be a good one tonight, Phil. And what are you looking at? A few keys before we get started.
Well, A.J. Green start with for the Cedar Falls Tigers, and Al Kennedy's going to defend. They like to scramble, as we said, so you want to make sure that you don't lose him in that scramble situation. You're not going to give up your total idea of what you're doing, but you got to keep an eye on him as well.
More keys coming up and the tip, but first our national anthem. On a very chilly Tuesday night as we get ready for high school basketball. And you mentioned A.J. Green. Some of the other things you're looking at, Phil.
Well, we talked about the foul discrepancy and the fact that Cedar Falls doesn't shoot very well from the free throw line, but they don't get there very often as well. Kennedy getting there almost as much as twice as many times as Cedar Falls has on the year. So I think if you factor that in tonight a little bit about Coach McCollum's philosophy being aggressive going to the hole. And then the first night back after break. Interesting. Coach McCollum talked about how it's almost like the first game of the year again. You got to go through your routine. You got to talk to your kids about playing together, stay focused, executing game plans. Who's going to do that the best from the get-go here?
All right, set to go. It'll be Frericks at 6'7" to go up against Derek Diggins at 6'3". They will jump it up here. As we are set to go from Kennedy High School here tonight. Two top teners going at it. Tip goes into the left court. Controlled and run down by Drake Brewster. Kennedy with it. And they'll go to the bucket to our left. Cedar Falls coming out straight up. Man-to-man. And Foley will set it up at the center circle. Comes right off the high ball screen. Cut off right wing. Diggins. High-low pass inside Brewster. Turnaround two off the glass for Kennedy.
Nice set by Kennedy. Not getting initially anything off the tip, but then resetting it, looking to the post where they think they have an advantage.
Cedar Falls basketball as they go to the bucket to our right. Working the weave up top as Kennedy will come out in that jump and switch man-to-man defense. Off the clear out. Green goes baseline. Pull up, fall away, and he drains it for about 15 out right baseline.
Over the top of Malik Haynes, who was there defensively, but he's so good at going over the top of people.
Foley going to be guarded by Green to start things off here. Over in the corner, Diggins drives baseline. Kick back to a wide open Foley for three, and he hits.
Simple basketball that time. Two guys on the basketball. Find the open player. Knock it down.
And that's what Kennedy's been doing so far this year. 5-2 lead for the Cougars. Each team has made all their shots so far. Fourth shot, contact play on. Cedar Falls with the offensive board. Wolf, shovel underneath the Gertis. He had it knocked out of there by Brewster. But back up and in on the third effort for Logan Wolf. And it's 5-4 Kennedy.
Long arms. Logan Wolf that time got the ball, kept it high, and with the finish.
Backdoor feed to Brewster, drives for two.
Nice cut by Brewster, showing his versatility. Slashing from the wing, good feed from Jackson.
7-4, Greener drive, a kick to Johnson for three. No good on the line driver, and a weak side board to Burst. His first of the game. Brewster bringing it up. Brewster, stutter dribble, pull up for 15, and got it for the free throw line.
Brewster showing his versatility, scoring on a post up, a slash, now this time a pull up jump shot.
A little bit of full court pressure put on by Kennedy.
Well, they want to make Green give it up early and then have to work to get it back.
9-4. They're going to double on Green right away. Wolf, cross-court pass. Johnson open for three. Missed it again, and the rebound to Burst. Good lead pass up the left-hand boards. Haynes stops, pops for three. Missed it. First miss for Kennedy of the night. Here comes Isaiah Johnson the other way. Weeds through traffic all the way. Left-hand scoop layup. No blocking foul going to be called underneath on Kennedy.
Well, that time it was Burst who tried to slide in. Coming across on the help. Official said he was moving a little bit.
Well, that's what Matt Burst does. He gets those charges.
One of those probably could have won either way, Scott, when you looked at it. Bang, bang type play.
9-4, and it'll be free throws coming up for the left-hander Isaiah Johnson. Makes the first one. We mentioned Cedar Falls, other than A.J. Green, they have struggled at the free throw line this year.
Really up-tempo game here, Scott. Early on here, a lot of up-and-down action.
Kennedy going to the bench. Nick Deere is going to come in for Burst. As Deere, the football quarterback, 6'2", and a senior for Kennedy. And now Cedar Falls, a little pressure.
Picking up, not guarding the inbounder. They're trying to face guard the two guards, though. Foley and Diggins making it tough to get it in.
Mentioned both these teams averaging mid-60s. They like to get up and down. A little trapping backcourt pressure. Dribbling out of it is Diggins. Pushes it up ahead with the right hand to the corner. Haynes will turn for three. No. Deep kicker, though, comes out to Foley. Lost it for a moment. Picks it back up. Gets it over to Deere for three. He missed. Weak side rebound out of bounds. And who's going to get it? Going to go to Cedar Falls.
Now Kennedy gets a chance to pick up. It's going to be Brewster and Haynes going to double up on Green, try to make him give up the ball.
And he does in the backcourt. Long wing pass Johnson. Frerichs drops it inside to Gurdas, but it was broken up by Foley.
That's that scrambling defense, Scott. Everybody's got to be rotating. They got to be moving as the ball is moving.
5:12 to play, first quarter, 9-6, and we've got an offensive foul on Cedar Falls off the inbound. They got to get it on A.J. Green.
Yeah, I said he's an illegal screen trying to free up his teammate out there.
And Kai Jenkins will come in early for Kennedy tonight. Jenkins, 6'2", and a junior. Off the Kennedy bench, averaging about a point a game. He's been battling some lingering football injuries here early, but getting healthier by the day. High catch, Jenkins, far corner. Puts it on the floor, drives on Green, all the way under and scores.
Give him baseline that time. He under control, avoids drawing the charge. A nice finish at the rim.
11-6 as we go under 5 minutes to play here in the game's first quarter. Johnson between the leg dribble. Now on the drive against Brewster, got doubled and got fouled.
Trying to split the double team that time, trying to force the contact, draw the foul.
Deere picks up the foul, his first, second on Kennedy. And it'll be ball out of bounds to the Tigers. Green face guarded by Deere. Kennedy will throw a bunch of different people at A.J. Green. Shake and bake move. Pull up three. Won't go. Deep kicker, though, comes out the Wolf. On the drive. Stops and banks it home right of the lane.
Second putback for Wolf. Showing his aggressiveness going to the board.
11-8. And on the other end, a travel called on Kennedy. As Malik Haynes in for Kennedy, as Diggins will come out, and another youngster coming in, Jack Campbell for Cedar Falls, another sophomore at 6'4".
Now, Kennedy attacking the rim that time really hard in transition, trying to force the tempo.
Campbell averaging about 4.5 off the Cedar Falls bench. Baseline drive all the way in. Gurdas got tripped and fouled. I think they're going to get it on Brewster.
Who had only come partway there, and Coach McCowan talking to him. You get there half step earlier, you draw the charge.
Cedar Falls within one possession, 11-8. Kennedy with the lead. It'll be Johnson to inbound. Left of the glass in front court. And the inbound pass stolen by Haynes. He'll push it ahead, 2-on-3. Stops. Puts up the high archer, left it way short. And the rebound out of there to Cedar Falls. Good lead pass ahead to Campbell. Layup, no. Tip dunk, no. And we're going to have an offensive goaltending.
They're trying to put that one down hard. It was Isaiah Johnson from behind.
Who can get up.
Ball is still on the rim.
Gurdas coming out, and he's limping a little bit on that right foot. And now coming in for Cedar Falls will be Reese Gardner in for the first time. And here's Brewster fouled as he circled right out top. And it's going to be on Campbell, his first and the second on Cedar Falls.
Back for the Cougars, number 24.
As Foley will check out and Diggins back in for the Cougars.
Kennedy with a 1-4 look on the baseline out of bounds.
Gardner, 6'4 junior, by the way, off the clear out. Going one-on-one. Brewster cut off left of the lane. Flips the backdoor pass. Diggins, shot no good. Out of bounds. Going to go to the Tigers.
He had a good look. It was a good pass by Brewster finding Diggins underneath. He just left a little short. Tried to go up a little too quick, I think.
Full court pressure applied by Kennedy. Wolf dribbling through it. Long pass into the corner. Johnson on the dribble drive. Gets doubled. Back out top to Wolf. Pump fake on the drive. Right-hand floater off the glass. Too strong. Tipped around. Tigers get it back. Johnson. Flip pass out to Green. On the fake. Goes crossover. Moving on Deer. Gets doubled. Had to give it up to Johnson. Good Kennedy defense there.
Now really making it tough on the dribble drive.
There's Johnson on the drive, and he was fouled before the shot. And Brewster's going to get his second foul.
Coach McCowan talking, trying to lobby for a little less foul out there. The fouls are starting to mount up for the Cougars.
Well, the Cougars are without their senior leader now. And we'll see how long that they elect to keep him out. Off the inbound, Gardner in the right block. Got tied up by Burst for a moment. And Cedar Falls will reset. Wolf guarded by Deer. Man-to-man for the Cougars. Stutter dribble coming left. Gets doubled. Out to Gardner beyond the arc. Pass up top, almost stolen. Pull up left-hand jumper, no good from 17 by Johnson, and the rebound to Kennedy. Here comes Diggins off the clear out, going one-on-one. Backs his way up, cross-court to Burst now. Burst on the drive, and he's going to be fouled by Campbell.
Hand on the hip, hand check that time.
Right, these teams are battling.
Physical ball game. We're an early part of this first quarter.
Sam Gary comes in for Cedar Falls, 5'10 sophomore. And also back in for the Tigers is Frericks. Haynes out for Kennedy. Jackson Foley back in for the Cougars. High lob to Diggins. Diggins, shake and bake move, spins in the lane. Haynes puts up the double pumper, left it short. And a rebound fought for it. Gardner took it away that time from a Cougar. Tried the outlet pass, stolen away by Kennedy. Underneath the burst, layup good with the left hand.
Well, they had it secured out there. Cedar Falls did, but like you said, trying to get rid of it a little too quick.
13-8 in favor of Kennedy. On the drive, Wolf kicks it out to Green. Right in the circle for three, and he hits.
Pretty looking jump shot out there by A.J. Green.
Five for Green on his second field goal, and Cedar Falls back within two. 2 minutes remaining in a track meet first quarter. Foley on the drive. Right-hand floater left it short from about eight, and the rebound of the Tigers. And for one of the few times tonight, Wolf will walk it up. Goes behind the back with the dribble, on the drive, all the way in, it scores coast-to-coast with the left hand.
No help coming that time. He just beat his initial defender, and Kennedy usually has early help, nothing that time.
Six early for Wolf. We're tied at 13. Isaiah Harris into the game now for the Cougars. Over in the right corner, bounce down low. Deer posting up, turns, puts it up from glass, no good. Rebound Tigers, and they can take the lead.
That was Gary coming out of there with that rebound.
5'10 and another sophomore. Very well put together. Wolf off the crossover, all the way in. Had it blocked by Harris out of bounds. And they're going to get a foul. Going to get a foul on Harris.
Number 11, Isaiah Harris. His first team's fifth foul.
I said he got him across the arm up there.
Two free throws at the line.
Both teams want to play at this tempo.
Logan Wolf has been big for Cedar Falls in this first quarter of play.
Free throw on the way, up and good, and the Tigers have their first lead.
Wolf's done it from the free throw line now. He's done it in off offensive rebounds, driving to the basket.
Wolf came in only 2 out of 6 from the free throw line.
Looked pretty good on that attempt right there.
Got one more. It's up and right through. 8 early for Logan Wolf. And the Tigers will bring Dan Martinson in for a quick breather. Martinson, 6-foot senior, and now a little 1-2-2 full court pressure. 15-13, Cedar Falls by two. Foley in the backcourt. Gets it out of there to Harris. Up ahead to Jenkins, and Kennedy barely beats a 10-second count. Good feed inside Harris. High arching turnaround. Way off the mark, no good. Tip, no good. And A.J. Green with a rebound out of there for Cedar Falls. Green behind the back dribble. Puts up the fall away. Can't get the roll underneath. Gertis offensive rebound, and he was fouled. Well, one official's got a tied ball. The other one's got a foul.
And they're conferring.
They're going to go with the tied ball. And one of the coaches was not going to be happy, and it's Ryan Schultz.
So it's going to be alternate possession, and it's going to stay Cedar Falls ball.
Johnson in, and coming out, Sam Gary for the Tigers. 42.5 remaining off the inbound. Backdoor layup, no good. Gertis left it short. Kennedy the other way. Burst. We'll stop. He'll pop for three. Way off the mark, an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Tiger ball. Well, he hit five against Xavier, the first one here, way off the mark.
A little bit of breeze maybe affecting that shot.
And off the pressure in the backcourt, we're going to have a hold on Kennedy. Malik Haynes.
We're one foul away from Cedar Falls being in the bonus here. There's a lot of whistles in this first quarter.
Pass tipped out of bounds. Good hands there by the Cougars. It'll stay Tiger basketball. 15-13 Cedar Falls, 29.9 seconds remaining, first quarter. Tigers get it into Green. Kai Jenkins all over him. Green in the backcourt, now doubled up. High lob pass ahead to Markson. See if Cedar Falls goes for the last shot.
I don't think they have the ball in the hands of Green right now. They probably want to keep it there.
Green doubled. Long lob pass cross court. Into the corner now to Frerichs. Jenkins coming out on him. 8 seconds. Back outside it goes. Open three on the way. Johnson back iron and got the roll. Way up in the air, came down. And that will do it for the first quarter of play. Hot shooting start for Cedar Falls. They've also done it on the backboards. And after one, it's the Tigers 18 and Kennedy 13. Back with quarter number two after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
Greeny, are you seeing the results you want from working out?
Oh, yeah, Golic, it's working. I'm just looking for a way to push through those extra tough workouts.
What about a better source for your supplements?
Well, you must be talking about GNC.
That's right, Greeny. I'm talking about the new GNC.
What's new?
Even more innovations from the best brands and new lower prices. They've even got a free cash back reward program.
Sounds like a big change, Mike.
I'd say it's a milestone. Check it out, Greeny. It's one new GNC.
Now everyone wins.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
We are back at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Scott Unash, Phil Dunn with you. Happy New Year as we get the 2017 portion of the basketball schedule underway. And a good one here. Number 10 Cedar Falls over number 1 Kennedy. 18-13 after one. Ball tipped out of bounds and it will stay Cougar basketball. Diggins in there along with Haynes. Brewster back in with two fouls, Phil, and Burst and Foley.
Well, that's when things started to go south for the Cougars when Brewster picked up that second foul and went to the bench.
First three, no good behind the screen, right wing. Rebound, Isaiah Johnson. Green in there. Gertis also in there for Cedar Falls. Long cross-court pass. Gertis sizes up the three and buries it.
When you skip over the top of the scrambling defense, you make Kennedy run out that much further. Puts more pressure on their closeouts. That time they didn't get there.
Starting five in there for the Tigers. Up high, Brewster sets a screen for Haynes. He'll pull up for three and hits it top of the key.
Coming to his left that time off a ball screen.
Haynes 10 of 30 coming in. Very capable three-point shooter. Tiger lead down to five at 21-13, or 21-16. Johnson driving baseline all the way. Jump stop, got caught underneath. Cougars wanted a jump ball, didn't get it. Shot no good. They fight for it out front. Ooh. Foul going to be called.
On who?
We'll see who the official's calling on. Oh, it's going to be on A.J. Green. That is his second foul in the scramble.
That was one of those where two guys going for the ball. That's a hard one to call a foul on one or the other that time.
So Green gets his second.
Coach Schultz didn't like that call at all.
Cedar Falls with their starting five, Johnson, Gertis, Frericks, Green, and Logan Wolf. He picks up Foley off the clear out. Haynes going one-on-one on the drive, off the glass, is good. And they went right at A.J. Green.
Yeah, they did. He put his head down and went. Green just had to back off, not want to pick up a third foul.
21-18, Gertis powers his way in. Kick to the corner, Frericks for three, in and out. Rebound out deep, picked up by Brewster. Kennedy can tie with the long ball here, down by three. Foley circling right up top. Leaves it on the weave for Haynes. Goes crossover behind the back dribble. Lost it into the double team. Wolf comes away with it all the way up. Haynes puts it up and scores with the right hand.
A turnover that time by Kennedy leads to the easy run out for the Tigers.
Wolf with his fourth field goal. He's got 10 points. 23-18. Haynes pass deflected. Loose in the lane. Picked up and then a foul on the reach.
Haynes again came down across the arms of A.J. Green. A.J. Green might as well mark these in the book, Scott, going to the free throw line.
And Haynes picks up his second. And we'll see who is going to the line for Cedar Falls.
Should be Green.
Yep. And he is 17 of 17 on the air, and he'll have the one and maybe. 23-18, Cedar Falls. Exactly 6 minutes to play here in the first half.
Dan, make sure you find out what we're in when you go in.
Green, the junior. Benzanese puts it up and right through. And he's got six.
Got a sub here. Are they going to let him in?
Must be coming in for Green.
Okay.
Maybe take him out for defensive purposes. Second free throw right through. And Markson will come in for Green. Markson, not a scorer. He's a defensive specialist for the Tigers.
Cedar Falls in the 1-2-2 after the made free throw. Three-quarter court.
With Johnson out in front. 6'3 with long arms. Lob pass cross court. Diggins on the power dribble all the way in. Had swatted out of there by Frericks. Took it right at him. Kennedy gets it back. Nope, Cedar Falls, and they're going to get a timeout. Markson hopped on the loose ball underneath.
Yeah, and that was Frericks with those long arms. Swatted that ball out of there. That Derek Diggins, an aggressive drive to the basket.
25-18, a 30-second timeout. 5:48 to play here in the half. And we'll take a look at the few scorers that are being played around the state tonight in boys basketball. Women's basketball tonight. Penn State has beaten Iowa 71-58. Iowa falls to 1-2. Also, in our game on the FMs tonight, after one, Iowa City West with a 21-10 lead over Cedar Rapids, Washington. Well, this has been a very entertaining game, very interesting game here so far.
Yeah, it has. There's been a lot of action. Physical game, Scott. There's a lot of contact out there. These two teams not playing nice.
Two very talented teams as well. Johnson hands it back to Wolf. He'll be picked up by Burst. Standing dribble with the left hand out front, directing traffic. Gets it to Gertis. Johnson at the far hash mark. Green out of the game right now with the two fouls. Johnson on the dribble drive. Doubled. Kick out to Wolf. Open three. No good. Back iron, and Diggins high to get the board. Crossover dribble quickly into the front court. Leaves it for the trailer. Nick Deere checks in for Kennedy. Here's Harris coming left. Picked up by Gertis. Bounce out front. Left point to Foley. Into the corner now to Diggins. They're going to put Martinson on Foley here. Foley weaving through traffic. Cut off by Wolf. Good help defense. Back it comes to Harris. Under five to play here in the first half.
Very patient possession this time for the Cougars.
And pretty good defense. Foley on the drive. Whips a pass underneath. Deflected, stolen away by Wolf. Two on one the other way. Feed left side all the way in. Left hand layup, no good. Put back good, though, by Wolf.
I think that's Wolf's 6 point just off offensive putbacks.
And he's got a dozen. And Cedar Falls with their biggest lead at 27-18. Diggins off the clear out, driving in. No look, bounce underneath, stolen away by Wolf. Lead ahead to Johnson all the way, and he'll throw it down with the right hand.
Run out going the other way. I think Coach McCown's going to take a timeout here.
Timeout, Cougars, full timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:20 to play, opening half. It's Cedar Falls 29, Kennedy 18. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Hi, fans. Jalen Rose for Cricket Wireless here. We read through all of your texts, tweets, and emails asking for another chance to enter to win the Cricket Wireless and ESPN Bucket List sweepstakes. We heard you loud and clear. By popular demand, the Bucket List is back. Visit cricketsweepstakes.com/ESPN Bucket List 17 or go to your local Cricket store to enter.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents age a majority and older. Ends February 5th, 2017. Void if prohibited. See cricketwirelessrules.com/ESPN Bucket List 17.pdf for official rules.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Half the Cougar timeout. Big run right now by the Cedar Falls Tigers. As Cedar Falls with their biggest lead, and they're going to go a little zone here. Diggins driving baseline, gets cut off. Tried to bullet pass underneath, stolen away. Lead pass to Wolf, goes behind the back with it as Kennedy turns it over for the sixth time. Wolf trap, goes cross court. Johnson puts up the fall away. One footer, no good. Got his own rebound back up. That won't go with the left hand. And the rebound to Nick Deere.
Oh, they got several cracks at it that time. They just couldn't get it to go.
Diggins scoreless in this game so far. Tigers doing a good job. Jenkins fakes, drives in. Little floater, no good. Got his own rebound. Back up and in. High off the glass on the reverse. And lost his shoe in the process.
Scott, I'm not so sure that's not travel. Did it nick the front of the rim?
Must have.
Must have. Otherwise, it would have been travel because it did. If it did, it just barely caught the front of the rim, and then he stayed with it.
Cedar Falls has extended the lead without A.J. Green in the game.
And that is a very pleasant sign for the Cedar Falls Tigers. Very frustrating for Kennedy right now.
8-2 run for a moment there by Cedar Falls. Wolf doubled, kick to the corner to Martinson. Back up top. And setting it up now for Cedar Falls will be Johnson. Jenkins coming out on him. 3:10 to play here in the half. Cross-court pass, driving left baseline. Frerichs gets it inside. Losing it was Gardner. Got doubled. Foley and Brewster come away with a steal. Only the fourth Cedar Falls turnover. Foley coming off the high screen, and Brewster is going to get called for his third foul on a moving pick.
Said he's moving, putting that hip out there.
I think it was a good call.
Yeah, I'm talking about wanting an explanation over there.
Right in front of us, and it looked like he did drop the shoulder and moved a little.
He gets a wide base on his screen, too, Scott. Those legs get out beyond the shoulder. He really takes up a lot of room. Makes it tough for the defender to get over.
Three fouls now on Drake Brewster. From the corner, Frerichs, three is long. Rebound, Deer. 29-20, Cedar Falls on top of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Foley, stop and go move, and he was fouled going baseline.
Out of bounds underneath for Kennedy, not in the bonus yet.
Reese Gardner's first team foul, number five, against the Tigers. And Kennedy will lob it in at the right free throw line to burst. High low inside. Nice spin by Diggins, but he lost it. Last touch by the Tigers, though, out of bounds.
Thought he had an easy look at first, but good recovery by Cedar Falls defense to make it tough on him.
Listen to high school basketball tonight on 1600 AM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Burst at the right free throw line. Starts to drive. Yo-yos it back out. Gets it to Foley now. 2:22 remaining first half. Foley angling right with it. Leaves it for Deer. Cross-court pass to Haynes. Open for three. No good. Back iron. Chases down his own rebound. Put it on the floor and lost it. Lead pass to Martinson. Collects. Puts it up. And gets the layup.
These turnovers by Kennedy leading to the runouts for Cedar Falls. That's the reason why they have the lead right now.
11-point advantage, and there's a foul on Martinson on a push out front. Yeah, Kennedy with eight turnovers. I would say at least five of them have led directly to runouts for the Tigers.
That's tough to defend. That puts a lot of pressure on your transition defense. You're not going to get there. Leads to layups. Very, very disheartening.
31-20. Driving free throw line, kick to the corner. Burst for three, no. And the weak side rebound fought for, and Isaiah Johnson gets it. Trapped in the front court. Gets it ahead to Wolf. Wolf underneath, charging on Wolf as Foley took the charge.
Foley studs in there. Like you said, Wolf tried to do the wraparound pass. Foley giving up a lot of size in that matchup, but holds his ground.
Derek Diggins back in for Kennedy, and got to get him on the score sheet. Diggins scoreless so far tonight.
He's going to run the point now with Foley out of the ballgame.
Diggins trapped out top. Gets rid of it to Kai Jenkins. Ball fake, drives, leaner up, good! It'll count a foul.
As one official had a charge, the other one had it going a block. We'll see who's going to win this.
Officials are going to talk it over here. Now we're going to bring all three officials over now to talk it over here.
It's
a big call.
One on our side, Scott, had the charge going the other way. And the other one, counting the bucket, said it was a block. I think we're going to go with the block, Scott. That's my gut feeling.
No, they're going to go with the charge. They're going to go with the charge.
Oh.
Ty Jenkins will get his first. No free throws, but that wipes out a possible basket and one for Kennedy.
And right now, if you are Coach McCowan, you're going to want an explanation out of that. I'm not really getting much of anything.
Full court pressure. Cedar Falls gets it up ahead through traffic with Johnson. Leaves it for Wolf, and he's going to be called to the double dribble.
Trap up front, a little extra pressure on him up there.
Turnover number six against CF. Minute 20 to play in a contentious first half. 31-20 in favor of Cedar Falls. Tigers trap, Diggins out front. Drives left to the lane. No look, cross-court pass. Haynes for three, way off. Deer offensive rebound. Rejected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cougars. And Kennedy right now just can't hit three-pointers. Hit the first two of the night. They've gone 0 for the night the rest of the time.
Really tough for them to get anything going from the perimeter.
Haynes on the drive all the way in, and he was fouled. Cleared it out for him, took it one-on-one.
Martinson, I believe it was.
Second on Dan Martinson. And one-and-one coming up for Malik Haynes. 1-1, and the free throw up and good. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight on KGYM.
Haynes shooting about 62% coming into this ball game.
Kennedy shoots 66% as a team. Free throw number two curls in. See if the Cougars bring pressure, and they will. Minute remaining, first half. Long pass up the far boards. Now the Wolf between the rings, and the Tigers will set it up. Deer coming out on him. Angles left with it. Gets doubled. Now to Johnson. Behind the back dribble. Almost lost it. Went right to Logan Wolf. Fakes. Starts to drive baseline. Spin in the lane. Fakes, goes up with a one-hander, left it way short, an air ball. Kennedy the other way, two-on-one. Deer quickly in the front court with 35 seconds to the trailer. Diggins back attempts to Deer, and the Tigers get back on D. Diggins down low, no look, backdoor pass tipped out of bounds.
Kennedy's had a lot of passes tipped tonight. Usually we haven't seen much of that. They're usually a better passing team.
They'll lob it in at the left free throw line to Burst. He'll turn, gets it down low to Diggins, and layup good.
It's on there with a nice little curl cut off an out-of-bounds set.
15 seconds. Tigers will go for one. Johnson across the timeline with a crossover. 9 seconds. Back to Wolf, who's had a big first half. Couple jab steps, doubled, 4 seconds. Johnson had it poked away. Loose, picked up by Deer, but he had a foot on the far sideline. It'll be Tiger ball with 1.5 seconds remaining in the half.
Well, maybe they might bring Green in for a shot, but they're not electing not to.
Looking. Johnson gets it in. Quickly to Gardner. He'll throw it up at the horn short. And that's the end of the first half of play. After one in this top 10 battle, It's number 10, Cedar Falls, over number 1, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. The Tigers lead it by 7, 31-24. We'll be back, talk halftime with you after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball right here on KGYM.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's going to happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skokman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat-screen TV, a high-capacity, ultra-quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set, anything you wanted. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you and gave you an affordable payment plan. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Whether this is the year you take control of your family's future with an estate plan or finally get your dream business up and running, don't let legal questions hold you back. Use LegalZoom instead. The legal world can be challenging, but LegalZoom provides you with the tools and confidence to wrap up your legal needs. And since LegalZoom isn't a law firm, there are no expensive hourly fees. Instead, you can get legal advice at flat rates from their network of attorneys licensed in 48 states. Plus, get special savings when you enter the code Mike at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
This is the sound of everyday engine threats like gunk, wear, and corrosion, unleashing their wrath on your engine. Now, this is the sound of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, providing the best total engine protection you can get. Period. Think all premium fuels are the same? Think again. Choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus today.
Welcome back to Kennedy High School as we are at halftime as Cedar Falls on top of Cedar Rapids Kennedy by a score of 31-24. Scott Unashville done with you. A little bit of attrition, a lot of up-tempo, and a lot of physical play in this one so far tonight.
It is, and a lot of action. You know, we've talked about some of the calls here the officials have had to make to make it really close. Tough game to officiate when teams are this aggressive on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively. And, right now, that seems to have hurt Kennedy a little bit more than it has Cedar Falls, in the sense that Kennedy's trying to play a little bit more aggressive defensively. They like to reach, double team, and so far they've been getting called for it, and it got them in foul trouble in that first half play.
A.J. Green got two fouls early in the second quarter, sat for most of the second quarter, and that's when Cedar Falls went on their run. Logan Wolf, along with Martinson off the bench defensively, did a terrific job. Isaiah Johnson was also very key for the Tigers. And for Kennedy, they got Drake Brewster with three fouls right now. And Brewster and Diggins came in averaging 31 points a game between the two, and right now they have eight here at halftime. And with that in mind, Kennedy down 7.
Yeah, and you had talked about trying to get Diggins going for Cedar Rapids. Kennedy finally gets his basket off, a little out of bounds set there. He gets his first 2 points of the half, and that's got to be something that if you're Cedar Rapids Kennedy, you got to be thinking about here. Number one, how can you keep Brewster in the ball game? With those three fouls, it'll be interesting to see what they do to start the half here defensively. I know they like to scramble and they like to do a lot of things, but the other thing that's hurting Kennedy right now, Scott, is they can't connect from three-point land. And then the turnovers, too. The turnovers up front letting Cedar Falls run out, and probably got 8 points in fast break baskets off of Kennedy turnovers.
Well, let's take a look at the scoring in the first half for the Cedar Falls Tigers. Logan Wolf leading the way with a dozen. Came in averaging 6.7 points per game, and he's got 5 field goals and 2 free throws for a total of 12 here in the first half of play. Also for Cedar Falls, A.J. Green and Isaiah Johnson, both with 7. Green averaging 23 points a game, only with 7. Mentioned he had 2 fouls in that first half of play. 3 points for Ben Gerdes on a three-pointer, and Dan Martinson with a layup for two. For the Kennedy Cougars, balanced scoring. Malik Haynes leading the way at halftime with seven. Drake Brewster has three field goals and six, and also has three fouls for Kennedy. Also for the Cougars, off the bench, Kai Jenkins with four. 3 points for Jackson Foley on a three-pointer. And then Matt Burst with two, and Derek Diggins only with two in that first half of play for Kennedy. Cedar Falls with six turnovers in that first half. Kennedy had nine first-half turnovers. And the bench scoring right now is 4-2 in favor of the Kennedy Cougars. Free throw shooting and the rest of the shooting we will get coming up for you here in just a couple moments. I'll let you go over the rebounding.
Now, rebounding, we have pretty close in this category. Cedar Falls up 1-18-17. According to my stats here, Isaiah Johnson leading the way for the Cedar Falls Tigers with five rebounds, four for Logan Wolf, three of those on the offensive glass, though, so nice performance for him on second chance opportunities. One rebound apiece for A.J. Green, Ben Gerdes, Jackson Ferricks, Sam Gary, Reese Gardner, and Dan Martinson, all contributing with one rebound. For Cedar Falls, three team rebounds or dead ball rebounds for the Tigers, six offensive, 12 defense, total of 18 for Cedar Falls. For Kennedy, Nick Deer off the bench leading the Cougars with four rebounds, three apiece for Matt Burst as well as Derek Diggins, and contributing with one rebound each is Malik Haynes, Drake Brewster, Jackson Foley, and Kai Jenkins. Three dead ball rebounds as well for the Kennedy Cougars. Five offensive, 12 defense, a total of 17 for Kennedy.
Thanks to Jeff Johnson of the Gazette. We can throw the halftime shooting numbers your way. Cedar Falls not shooting it particularly well in the first half. They're only 8 of 30, but they're getting those easy buckets off of turnovers by Kennedy. 3 out of 10 at 30% from three-point land. 6 out of 6 from the free throw line for Kennedy. Cougars are 10 of 27. In the first half, 2 of 9 for 22% from beyond the arc, and 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And we mentioned the 9 turnovers, and that's been the big stat so far in this one here for the Kennedy Cougars as they trailed 31-24 here at the halftime break. Scores earlier tonight, girls basketball, Xavier on the road beat Davenport Assumption 61-52. City High girls leading Pleasant Valley right now 20-7. Penn State beat the Iowa women tonight by a score of 71-58. The Marion women are way up on Beckman. That's at halftime, and last score we saw for the boys game was 11-9 in favor of Beckman. That one I think was early in the second quarter.
We've got Iowa City West is up big against Cedar Rapids Washington 49-24 at the half. And the game that's taking place down in Davenport, I believe, is Xavier and Assumption. And Assumption leads Xavier 34-27. A little bit of a surprise there.
Here's a good girls score tonight. Center pointer Banna and Western Dubuque tied at 25. I believe Western Dubuque with a 51-game WOMAC conference streak. Winning streak. On the line right now going into that one. We'll have girls basketball the rest of the week here on KGYM. Friday night, Linmar hosting Kennedy. The girls basketball will be over at Linmar for that one. And then Rivalry Saturday coming up this Saturday from the U.S. Cellular Center. We'll talk more about that coming up here as we go through the broadcast here tonight. But we're at halftime. 31-24, number 10 Cedar Falls over number 1 Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And we will take 1 minute break, get you ready for half number two from Kennedy after this as you're listening to high school basketball right here on KGYM Sports.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can, at First Federal Credit Union, with cash back for auto loans. refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union, they'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids Kennedy as we get ready to open the second half. Tigers by 7. We'll get you the lineups coming up here in just a moment. Kennedy's got to keep Drake Brewster in this basketball game, Phil, with three fouls. They got to find a way. Cedar Falls done a great job defensively, tipping passes, and keeping Derek Diggins off that score sheet.
Yeah, they have. They've, and the big thing for Cedar Falls, too, is they've done it with A.J. Green sitting most of that second quarter with two fouls of his own. They didn't, I thought maybe they'd bring him back in at the end. They elected not for him to do that. But at the Cougars offensively, got to get it going. A little slow-footed out there. It seems like they're reaching a little bit too much on defense. That's getting them in foul trouble out there. And Brewster's going to have to avoid that here in the early going of this half because Cedar Falls is probably going to attack him, see if they can pick up his fourth foul.
Diggins burst, Brewster, Foley, and Haynes for Kennedy. And for Cedar Falls, Gurdas, Johnson, Frericks, Green, and also Wolf. Both teams with their starting fives, and we're underway. It'll be Kennedy ball to open up the third quarter. Going to the bucket to our right. Foley, stop and go dribble, takes a left free throw line, cut off. Back comes to Brewster. It's going to be Gurdas on him. Uses the high ball screen, comes left, looking for the high low. Instead, kicks it out to Haynes. Left wing for three, no. Rebound weak side, kept alive. Tipped underneath the Diggins. High arching turnaround, no. Third effort up, that short, but a foul call.
That was burst hustle out there that kept that one going.
Johnson picks up his first, team foul number one. And it'll be Brewster to the line for a pair. And Brewster puts it up and in. He got his seventh point. Brewster, a 62% foul shooter.
On this game, he started so quickly for Kennedy out there. I think he might have had all six of the first points, but foul trouble really hurt him.
Second one no good. Rebound to Cedar Falls. Green will walk it up. Goes one-on-one off the clear out. Pop-up jumper no good. Too strong. Hit it over Haynes, and Haynes with the rebound. Coast to coast, a drive and a kick out. Here's Foley coming left with the starter dribble. Cut off by Gurdas. Bounce down low, right in the lane. Off the clear out. Brewster will go up with the jumper. Missed it badly in the weak side board to Isaiah Johnson. Long up court pass to Green. He's doubled. Long diagonal pass up ahead. Gurdas on the dribble drive. He had it poked away. And here comes Kennedy. Cedar Falls with their seventh turnover. Foley coming off the ball screen. Stops. He'll try it from 17 and hits it.
Nobody guard him. They come up there. They're going to play off him. He says, I'll shoot it.
Kennedy's trying to get that little clear out high low going. Cedar Falls done a nice job with it. Wolf lost it out of bounds. Good defense by Foley.
Foley up on Wolf, making it tough for him. Now it's going to. Kennedy got a chance here. They got a little bit of momentum going here coming out of the break. See if they can keep it going.
Kennedy down by 4 here. We're a minute and a half into the third quarter. Diggins passes far side to Foley. Two-man game and a bad pass stolen away by Johnson. And then contact in the backcourt. And we're going to have a blocking foul on Haynes.
Haynes got there a little bit late that time.
And that's his third.
They're going to come in with Deer right away for him.
Deer, the 6'2 senior coming in. Kennedy, full court pressure. You know, not allow A.J. Green to catch it. Instead, Johnson does. Drives all the way around Brewster. Shot rejected on the help defense by Diggins. Here comes Kennedy.
I don't know how Diggins got to that shot.
Brewster turns, fires, and hits as he goes coast to coast. Timeout, Cedar Falls. And just like that, Kennedy's got it down to 2.
That block shot by Brewster down here, he sunk underneath the help defender. He came from behind. I didn't think he was going to be able to get there, but those long arms, he timed it perfectly. That block leads to the run out going the other way.
6:01 to play third quarter, and a 31-24 game is now down to 31-29. As Kennedy with the momentum coming out of the halftime break here.
Only got Brewster involved a little bit offensively. Foley, they're doing it on the defensive end without fouling. I know that Haynes picked up his third foul out there trying to take a charge, but you know, they got to avoid that reaching aspect defensively and sending Cedar Falls to the free throw line.
We didn't see a lot of the Kennedy go to that high-low in the first half, but they brought it out for half number two. A good adjustment there by John McCallum.
And they're going to play in that full court man-to-man. They're going to face guard Green.
Looking. Gertis gets it into Wolf. Picked up by Foley in the backcourt. Wolf, crossover dribble on the drive. Cut off and traveled with it. Took a little extra hop step as the double came. That's already three turnovers and a half for Cedar Falls.
They're going to let Brewster bring the ball up this time. A little set play they like to run. Between he and Diggins, they're going to play a two-man game.
Here comes Brewster, right wing. Circles back to the left, cut off by Johnson. Gets it over to Diggins. Drives, and all the way, hangs from the double pumper, good.
So good at avoiding the contact down there. Cedar Falls tried to draw the charge, and he weaseled his way around it and avoided the contact.
Tied at 31, first seven of the half going to the Cougars. Green off the clear out. Stutter dribble coming right. Picked up by Foley. Looking to go one on run. Pull up jumper on the way. Short from the baseline. And Foley with the board. First shot in a while for A.J. Green. Foley coming off the ball screen. Kicks it left wing. Burst. Drop down low. Diggins trying to back his way in. Instead gets it over to Brewster. Pop up jumper. No, but he drew the foul on Gertis on a reach.
Go to the free throw line. Get two shots.
And this Kennedy looking for their first lead probably since the first quarter.
Well, they're the aggressor here at the start of the second half. They're on offense and defense. Cedar Falls come out just a little flat.
Free throw good. And Kennedy up one, 32-31. One more upcoming. Benzenese puts it up and got it. Brewster, double digits now with 11. As Kai Jenkins will come in for Diggins. And Campbell's going to come in for Cedar Falls for Frericks.
Cedar Falls Tigers, number 44, Jack Campbell.
Kennedy with that full court pressure. Looking, and they get it into Wolf. Kennedy's done a much better job against Logan Wolf in the second half.
Foley just face guarding A.J. Green, not letting him have, trying not to let him catch the ball.
They're going to clear out Green, let him go one-on-one. He'll step back in the corner for three. No, back ironing off, and the rebound on the weak side to Matt Burst.
Nice job on the backside on the screen out by Burst.
Trying to get Green isolated. Crossover dribble. Brewster, 15-footer, no good. Put back up, rimming and good for Kai Jenkins.
Kai Jenkins from the backside, unchecked, going to the glass.
35-31. All Cougars here in the second half. Gertis, he'll stop and pop from 12 and got it. And Cedar Falls finally gets on the board.
And they needed that one in a bad way.
35-33. 4:12 to play. Here in the game's third quarter. Jenkins, a step back. Instead, up top to Burst. Down low. Feeds in the lane. The Deer gets it back out as they play catch with it. So we're halfway home here in the third quarter. Foley standing dribble out front. Brewster picked up by the sophomore Campbell. Kennedy being patient here.
Brewster working the high post area.
Near inside, shovels it back door. Burst lost on the way up. Picked out of there by A.J. Green. Turnover number 11. Green outlet. Here comes Johnson. Waves his way across the timeline. Spins, stop and go move into the lane. Left hand floater, no, but he was fouled before the shot.
What are they going to call it on?
Going to be on Kai Jenkins. Second on Jenkins, second on Kennedy. And back in Diggins for Jackson Foley. Cedar Falls to inbound. They lob it. Goes into the backcourt. Tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with the Tigers. Well, there's Matt Burst doing those Nicholas Bear things.
Popping it out there, trying to create something. Looks like he's tired. He's working hard.
Ooh. Foul on the inbound pass. And
can't do that.
They're going to get Deer bodying up on A.J. Green. Green with only 7 points tonight. He gets the pass on the drive. Green goes with a right-hand floater off the glass, too strong. Rebounded out of there by Kennedy. Diggins comes away with it. Diggins pushing it up ahead with a right-hand power dribble. He'll yo-yo it back out to the corner to Brewster. Wide open three, short. And Johnson with the board.
Kennedy immediately picking up after they missed that basket. They'll pick it up full court yet.
Green to Gurdes, three-pointer no. And each team cold for three-point land, but an offensive board for the Tigers. Johnson back out front to Green as we go to three to go here in the third. 5 second count on, 35-33. Green stop and go dribble all the way in. Floats the high archer, no. Back tap, picked up by Wolf, and at the free throw line, traveled with it.
Second time he's got caught dragging that pivot foot out there.
Gardner in for Cedar Falls, Foley for Kennedy. And Brewster will come out. Still with the three fouls. 35-33, Kennedy. Foley across the timeline. Working on Wolf. Cross-court pass to Jenkins with 2.5 to play here in the third. Diggins looking inside. Tigers have gone zone, Phil. From the corner, three-pointer up and good for Kai Jenkins.
Now they worked the ball. They moved it side to side. They find the open shooter in the corner.
He was 1 of 8 coming in. And hits a three-pointer there. It gives Kennedy their biggest lead at 38-33. Circling inside, right-hand turnaround, good. The one-hander by Logan Wolf.
Hard to guard, got those long arms. Good size up there. Usually being guarded by smaller guards, shoots over the top.
38-35, Cougar lead down to three. Under 2 to play, third quarter. Burst out the on the arc. Feeds to Foley in the corner. Turns, looking for some help. Pass nearly intercepted by Green. Burst a drive and a kick. Jenkins penetrates all the way in and off the glass. Contact. Couple of bodies at the deck. Play on.
He went up high that time. Got it high off the glass. A little bit of contact there at the end.
That's 11 for Kai Jenkins. 40-35. Green up top. Shake and bake move. Pop up three and he got it over Deer.
With the ball in his hand. Step back. Pretty good.
Kennedy lead at 2, 40-38, 1:14 to play in the third. And Kennedy spread the court here a little bit. Trying to get him out of that zone.
Make him chase, make him use energy.
Here, right of the circle, Jenkins. Flash pass inside, burst, head shoulder fake, got his man in the air and drew the foul.
And up in the air that time, Reese Gardner. Really no reason to jump in that situation.
32, Gardner picks up his second. Team foul number three as Martinson will come in and Gary will come in for Cedar Falls. And Brewster back in for Kennedy for Deer.
Brewster's done a nice job this quarter avoiding foul.
Diggins tries a high-low pass and it's off the hands of Jenkins out of bounds.
52 seconds left here. They're going to pick up Green.
There's a foul in the backcourt on Jenkins trying to face guard A.J. Green.
He wasn't ready when the ball was ready to go, and A.J. Green with a heads-up play drawing the contact.
In the Green. He'll turn in the backcourt, puts it on the floor, 47 seconds to play. He'll walk it up against Kai Jenkins. Shake and bake move, drives in all the way, off balance, off the glass, and good for A.J. Green.
He did that single-handedly. Through three Kennedy defenders that time.
Tied at 40. 28 seconds to play in the third. Cougars look like they'll go for one.
Cedar Falls playing that zone. So it starts like a 1-1, 2-1 if you look at it initially, but it's really kind of a 2-3. They just match up front.
12 seconds to play. Foley whips a pass cross court to Burst. Down to 7. Jenkins off the fake, now going to put on the floor, rises for three and got it. Kai Jenkins with a three, Kennedy with a near steal. It'll stay Cedar Falls ball though.
And we got 2/10 of a second left, Scott.
Jenkins just rose and hit about a 23-footer. Inbound to Green. He won't get the shot off, and that's it for the third quarter. Well, buckle the seatbelts as we head to the fourth. After three, it's Kennedy 43 and Cedar Falls 40. Back in the fourth quarter after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids Kennedy as we start the fourth quarter. As the Cougars outscoring Cedar Falls 19-9 in the third. Cedar Falls battle as we open the fourth. Frerichs back in there. Wolf on the dribble drive all the way in. Drop off pass off the glass. Good from a tough angle for Isaiah Johnson.
Well, I was lucky, especially because he was a lefty. He had to kind of go around the glass that time to make that work.
43-42. We'll set the lineups. Brewster in there along with Foley. Diggins, Burst, and Kai Jenkins, who's been the hot hand off the bench for Kennedy. For Cedar Falls, Wolf, Green, Johnson, Gurdis, and Frerich. So back to the starting five for head coach Ryan Schultz. Lob pass cross court. Now to Jenkins. Quickly into the corner to Diggins. They collapse on him. Drop off pass as they work the triangle right to Brewster. Standing left-hand dribble. It's Kennedy being patient here. Kennedy by one at 43-42. Two top 10 teams going at it. Non-conference game tonight. Foley looking over to the bench. Kennedy gets into the near side corner. Burst cross-court. Jenkins fakes the three. Drives in. Little leaner off the glass. Good for Kai Jenkins.
He's been the spark off the bench for the Kennedy Cougars this half.
16 for Jenkins. Came in with only 3 points in the year. Battling a little bit of injuries. Crossover dribble. Nice move, Wolf, and he was fouled going in. He'll get a couple.
Foley coming that time in the help position, coming a little bit late. Not much he could do to foul him.
And a couple free throws coming up for Logan Wolf.
Shooting two free throws.
As Wolf with 12 points in the first half, only two here in half number two. Free throw up and good. As Malik Haynes comes in for Kennedy, quickly for Derek Diggins, who has only 4 points tonight, coming in averaging 14.8.
Jenkins picking up the slack for him.
Second one also good. 16 for Wolf, 45-44. Foley trapped in the backcourt. Cedar Falls putting on full court pressure and a steal at the midcourt line by Green. And then a foul on Jenkins going for the steal.
Coming from behind, not a piece of the body, knock A.J. Green down.
And that's four on Kai Jenkins.
And he has been so good for them offensively.
And he'll have to take a seat. Nick Deere in for Kennedy. That was team foul number six, so the next one will put Cedar Falls in the 1-1. Inbound. Wolf drives left free throw line. Kicks it over to Johnson. Penetrates. Spin pass into the corner. Back comes to Wolf. Pop-up jumper from 10. No good. Tip up. No good. Third effort up. Rimming no. Out of bounds it goes to Cedar Falls as Gurdis had a shot at it along with Isaiah Johnson.
Yeah, both of them really going hard to the glass. Not able to get it to go, but they get it. Another opportunity on the baseline out of bounds set.
6:03 to play. Tigers can take the lead. Looking. And Johnson finally gets it into Frerichs. Frerichs on the drive all the way in, and the layup good as he went around Burke. Looked unorthodox.
It did. It counts, though.
First two for Frerichs. Deer in the other end. Quick three, and he got the roll.
Oh, the bounce looked like it was going to come back out, but he got the home rim bounce off that rim out there.
48-46. Ball got loose for a moment. And that will allow Derek Diggins to come in for Matt Burst. 48-46, Kennedy by a deuce. Full court pressure. Looking, they finally get it into Wolf. Give and go, back it comes to Gurdas. He'll bring it up with the right hand power dribble. Gurdas all the way through traffic. Layup good. He'll count the foul.
They called the block, did they?
Yep. I think too far underneath the bucket.
Got kind of shadowed off here by the bench, Cedar Falls bench.
Deer's third, 17th foul. And Gurdas, who finished it with the right hand finger roll to the line for the 3-point play. He's got seven on the night, averaging almost a dozen, and caps off the three-point play the old-fashioned way.
They've been pretty efficient from the free throw line. That was one of the question marks coming in.
Haven't missed one tonight. 49-48, little half-court trap. Cougars break it in the corner. Diggins driving left baseline all the way. Drop-off pass, and layup good with the right hand by Brewster.
Making the extra pass, finding Brewster sliding down the lane for the easy two.
We seesaw back and forth. Kennedy up one, 50-49. They'll clear it out for Wolf. Backing his way in right free throw line. Doubled, gets it over in the corner. Nice catch by Frerichs. Whip pass inside to Green. Follow a jumper. Switch right of the lane.
So hard to defend. That fade away, fall away. Can't really block it.
14 for Green. 51-50 game. Cedar Falls back out in front. Here, back between the circles to Brewster. Cedar Falls back to the man here. Foley, bounce pass, nobody home, but Kennedy retains possession. Foley, standing right-hand dribble, drives by Green, takes him inside with a right-hand floater, and he got the roll. And a timeout by Kennedy.
Quick timeout by Coach McConnell, going to be a 30.
52-51. Kennedy up by a point with 4:34 to go.
Foley that time. Going into the land of the Giants in the lane area. The C parted. He was able to just take his time. Nobody's going to go off with him. He'll knock it down.
How he gets that shot off.
He's smart. He understands where he needs to be, and he doesn't force things.
Marion Girls a winner tonight, 55-20 over Beckman.
We got Cedar up at Xavier. Last we knew was trailing down at Davenport Assumption.
And I know Xavier's been kind of a little bit of a mystery so far. West is big up on Wash, 83-51 right now. And Hempstead leading North Scott at halftime in girls, 28-21. That'd be a pretty nice win for Hempstead, who's got a pretty good basketball team this year. 4:23 back to action here, Tiger basketball. Green over to Wolf, puts on the floor, drives, leaves it for an open A.J. Green for three, and he got it.
He's kind of faded to the corner as that action took him there and eventually got the pass and knocked it down.
He cannot leave Green. 17 for A.J., 54-52. Turning left of the three-point circle, Diggins. Plays catch with Deer out beyond the arc as we're under four to play in the ballgame. Diggins to Foley, back to Deer in the near side corner. Cedar Falls chasing in that man. Foley coming off the high ball screen, circling left with it. Doubled. Ball tipped into the backcourt. And it'll be Kennedy basketball as Foley will bring it. Big pick put on the midcourt line. Back to Brewster. Free throw line jumper. No. Rebound. Kennedy back up. Reverse layup. Good by Malik Haynes.
Malik Haynes with the putback. Boy, that was a collision out front between Brewster and Green. Luckily, nobody got hurt.
54-54. Wolf doubled. Down low in the high low. The easy two for Gurdas.
Assist by Wolf, I think it was, over the top that time with the heads up play for the Cedar Falls.
10 for Gurdas. 3:10 to play. Stop and go dribble by Foley. Behind the back with it. Leaves it for Brewster. Out on the right wing. Hands it off to Deer. Picked up by Frerichs. 3 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Cedar Falls by two. And Foley loses it out of bounds.
A.J. Green up guarding him that time.
Now we're going to get a timeout. Cedar Falls, a full timeout. So we'll take a 30. Cedar Falls up 56-54. 2:56 to play. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYN.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else.
Back with you here at the Kennedy Gym, 56-54, with 2:56 to play. Tigers called a timeout there, Phil. They got a two-point lead. They've got Kennedy in the bonus. Do not be surprised if you see the spread court here.
Yeah, I'm trying to use it, use their guards to their advantage. A.J. Green especially. Let him handle the basketball. He and Wolf up front. Kennedy ain't going to shy away from what they do defensively, though. They're going to be doing some running and jumping, trapping.
Green dribbles through a double team in the backcourt, ahead to Johnson, fakes on the three. Yo-yos the dribble back out. Campbell back in. Wolf in there for Cedar Falls. And Johnson fakes, gets it to Wolf. Traveled with it. Took an extra step at the free throw line.
He's having a hard time. That's probably his third or fourth time tonight with that travel call.
Ty Jenkins coming in for Foley.
And he was really good offensively when he was in the second half.
West has beaten Washington 92-56. That is a final score. Here's Brewster in the front court, working it over to Diggins. Stop and go dribble, and he got fouled by Campbell. A little stutter move, but only the 14th foul on Cedar Falls. Inbound, they lob it to Drake Brewster. Has it outside the arc, standing right hand on Gertis. 2:20 to play. Jenkins, who's been terrific off the bench, on the hand back. Diggins to Brewster, splits a double team, dropped it off for Haynes, ball tipped away, loose on the floor, picked up by Johnson of Cedar Falls. He got it knocked away from behind by Burst.
And Diggins and Burst digging at that, finally knock it away.
Kennedy got it back, 2 minutes to play. Cougars down two. Haynes, pull up three, behind the screen, no. Deep kicker to Wolf. Wolf one-on-one, all the way down. Layup, no. Tip, no good. Loose, and we've got bodies hitting the deck, and we got a foul.
On who, Scott?
I'm not sure. And a foul. Going to be on Burst. Went over the back, and that'll be team foul number 8.
And you're going to have Jack Campbell at the free throw line as a result.
Campbell, 2 of 8 on the line for the sophomore, and misses it, and tried to get his own rebound, but he went over the line before the ball hit the rim, so it's a violation.
Now the shooter going too quick. Official right there on it.
And that's the first missed free throw tonight for the Tigers. Minute 45, Kennedy down two with the ball. Brewster going one-on-one. They work the weave up top. Diggins, little stutter dribble on the drive, left the lane all the way in. Layup good, it'll count the foul. Diggins, one-on-one, and a chance at the three-point play.
Going to the left side that time, drawing the contact in and up. Not having a real good night offensively, but making it count now.
And Green picks up the foul, his third.
Big free throw here, Scott. They'll put him up by one.
On the way, up and short, no good. And a rebounding foul on Kennedy, on Haynes, who picks up his fourth.
I might go the other way on the screen out, is what I was thinking maybe, but.
One and one. And Gertis to the line. 54%. 1 for 1 tonight, though. And this will be a one in the bonus. In a tie game with a minute 35 to play. 56-56.
If you're Kennedy, you better screen out because Cedar Falls will go to the boards hard.
No good on the front end of the bonus. Burst high to get the board. Minute 30 to play. Diggins walks it into the front court. Comes off the ball screen. Drives on Johnson. Goes back door. Pump fake off the glass. Layup no by Brewster. Rebound blocked. Jenkins had it. Wolf has it and gets it out of there to A.J. Green. Green up ahead. Short hop catch by Johnson with a minute 11 to play. Boy, Brewster had a great look.
Yeah, they did. And then Jenkins from the backside, you thought maybe he was going to get it go. But that length for Cedar Falls, getting the block shot.
Johnson up front holding it. On the bounce, gets it to Wolf. Turns on Burst. 55 seconds. Wolf yo-yos the dribble back to the center circle. Now we got a foul, a hold on Brewster. And Green was trying to get away from him, and that's the worst possible scenario for Kennedy.
Yeah, that a little bit of acting there, Scott.
Double bonus for A.J. Green. Cedar Falls had missed their previous 2 1-and-1s. Green's free throw right through.
And this is as close as to marking him down before you shoot him as they're going to get. Don't get much better than him.
I'd like to welcome everyone on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And listen to Iowa City West beat Cedar Rapids Washington here. Two top tens going at it. A.J. Green has just given Cedar Falls a lead with 50 seconds remaining at 58-56. And the Tigers are going to take a 30-second timeout. It's been a game where Cedar Falls, well, really a game in the first half of runs. Kennedy jumped out to a 9-4 lead. Cedar Falls then took a 18-13 lead after a high-octane first quarter. Tigers led by 7 at halftime. Kennedy scored the first 7 of the second half to tie it up. Led by 3 going into the fourth quarter, and a Kai Jenkins 3. And then it's been back and forth to the fourth quarter. A.J. Green tonight with 19 points to lead the Tigers. Kennedy led by Kai Jenkins off the bench tonight with 16. And now the Tigers fill with a lead of 2 with 50.9 to go and see if they put some pressure on.
It looks like they're going to come out in the man-to-man. They're matching up. Green's going to be on Foley.
Crowd getting into it. Foley on the hand back. Diggins circles top of the key. Brewster back to the corner. 40 seconds to play. Man-to-man defense for the Tigers. Burst looking inside. A bounce down low. Going one-on-one. Spin move inside. Layup good. Off the glass by Derek Diggins.
Over the top of Green. Diggins had posted him up. A little bit of a strength advantage. Diggins that time.
58-58. 20 seconds. Tigers will go for the last shot. A.J. Green holding it out front at the left point. 14 seconds. 5-second count now on. Green starts to drive. Doubled. Kicks it out to Wolf with 8 seconds. Wolf circles out top. Goes crossover. On the drive. Kick to the corner. Gertis to Green. Green. Pull up jumper. No. At the horn. And we're going to overtime.
Cedar Falls got what they wanted. They got their best ball player with the shot at the end. Usually he's going to make them. Just a little strong at the end. Good defense by Kennedy.
58-58 as we will get ready for overtime. He'll put 4 minutes back up on the board. Number 10, Cedar Falls, and number 1, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. One of the few unbeatens left, really, as far as 4A basketball is concerned. Well, this one's been as good as advertised. Keep in mind, this is a non-conference game, though. They'll meet again coming up toward the end of January, I believe.
Yeah, and I tell you, if you're Cedar Falls, you really probably couldn't got what you better shot than what they got there at the end, right at the very end, that there's going to be a win or it's going to go into overtime, and you had your best shooter going up with the shot there, and there was a defender there, but he knocks them down more times than he misses.
Well, this one has been terrific. We mentioned Kai Jenkins has been the X factor off the bench for Kennedy. Came in battling some injuries off the football and only 3 points on the year. And he's got 16 tonight. Drake Brewster, Kennedy's leading scorer with 13, came in averaging right at 16. Derek Diggins had the big shot at the end to tie it up. He's got 8 tonight. For Cedar Falls, A.J. Green leading the way with 19. And Ben Gurdes with 11. Logan Wolf at 12 in the first half. He's got 16. We'll jump it up to start overtime. Frericks against Diggins, and the tip controlled by Isaiah Johnson at Cedar Falls.
Watch for foul. Now, you know, people, several players playing out there. Malik Johnson, Drake Brewster, they got to be smart. You don't want them sitting on the bench.
Kennedy doubling up top, and Diggins goes for the steal and gets it. He jumped the Cedar Falls bench to make the save, and he got it.
It's like a high jumper out there.
Kennedy basketball. Diggins back to Foley. As they go to the basket to our right, and now inside a hold on the Tigers. But only team foul number 6. It'll be called on Isaiah Johnson.
He'll be out of bounds underneath for Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
Diggins to inbound, left of the glass, looking in.
Look for Diggins, maybe. They like to lob it up over the top to Brewster and then come back to him along the baseline.
Brewster working on Gurdes.
Oh.
They'll clear it out for him. Tip pass over to Haynes. And now Kennedy will set it back up.
They let Foley get the play set that they want.
Tied in overtime at 58. Between the rings, Malik Haynes over at the far hash mark. Works it up top of the key to Derek Diggins. Bullet pass inside. Oh. Brewster got away with a walk, and they will call it now.
Just a little late, but he did. He made a big move that time and then drug it. Coach McCollum thought maybe a little bit of bump contributed to that, but pretty good call, I think.
Kennedy has been doubling A.J. Green wherever he goes.
Face guard not letting him catch it initially.
Wolf off the clear out, driving in. Kick to the corner. Frericks open for three. He buried it.
Big three that time. He was by himself. Help comes. And they can't close out in time on the shooter.
First three-point make of the year. Brewster on the other end for the equalizer. No. And the rebound out deep to A.J. Green. 2-on-2. He'll bring it up in a hurry and holds it up now for the Tigers. 61-58. Driving a kick. Frericks from the near side corner. Got it again.
First two of the year. Couldn't come at a better time for the Tigers.
The sophomore, the 6'7". Frericks with back-to-back threes. Haynes right wing three way off. Cougars with the rebound, but on the baseline catching it was Brewster. And timeout Cougars. How about Jackson Frericks?
They come at a big time, and Kennedy's given all the help trying to slow down Green and Wolf as well. Now all of a sudden you got another threat you got to adjust to out there.
Frericks came in 0-for-1 on the year from three-point land. Had a couple of opportunities earlier in the game, Phil. Looked good from the three-point stripe. And missed those, but boy, he came up big here in overtime.
Opposite corner on each of those on back-to-back possessions down there. And he didn't hesitate. He pulled the trigger when he was open. Let it fly out there.
Listen to high school basketball tonight on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Cedar Falls is going to be deliberate now, you would think, at this point in time. A lot of time left, 220. I'm not saying you're gonna hold the ball, but you're going to make Kennedy work for everything they got. Make them, you know, you got the people out there that got 4 fouls. Play through it out there and let A.J. Green do his work and get to the free throw line if he can.
A.J. Green will inbound this time and get the hand back from Frericks. Trying to dribble out of a double team. Ball lost out of bounds, and it's going to go to Kennedy.
Is there a call? Is there a foul on Green?
Nope.
Just out?
Just out of bounds.
There was contact. They're saying play through.
They doubled him, burst, cut him off as he went to the sideline, and the ball went out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Kennedy.
Got to do a little house cleaning now, Scott. A little stoppage of play where it happened, right in front of the Kennedy bench. Looks like it knocked over some water bottles.
Jeff Rubis, Johnny on the spot there. 2:17 to play. Kennedy brings in Malik Haynes. Foley, Haynes, Kai Jenkins, Brewster, and Burst in there. Foley up top, circling right with it. Leaves it for Burst. They play catch with it. 2:05 to play. Haynes looking inside. Gets the return pass back. Trying to force the feed inside, and a foul on Green going for the steal. Fourth on A.J. Green.
And they'll put Brewster at the free throw line.
One and one. Nick Deere will come in for defense for Malik Haynes. Diggins also coming in.
Brewster has been in line the most for the Cougars on the year, shooting about a 62% clip.
Brewster tonight, 3 out of 4. Benzanese put it up and got the roll.
You need these free throws if you're the Cougars to claw back into this.
64-59, Cedar Falls. 2 minutes remaining in overtime. Brewster with one more. It's up and right through.
Full court pressure after the made free throw.
64-60, still a two-possession game. Gertis looking, gets it into the sophomore Wolf. Trap, bounce to Green, quickly up court. They get it to Gertis. They've got numbers. Pass into the lane, deflected, picked back up by Cedar Falls. Johnson, and now a timeout with 1:49 to play. Now leave Cedar Falls with one timeout remaining. Kennedy with three. Don't think they like the fact that Johnson was trapped along the near sideline.
Now Coach Schultz now going to be talking about what he wants to do. He's going to have his best ball handlers out there.
Now Cedar Falls has made an adjustment. They've had Green inbound it and get it back. The entire game to this point, it's been Green being the designated catcher on the inbound.
And it was easier for Cedar Falls for Kennedy to try and face guard him and double up on him. So had a little success with what that little wrinkle there, last few possessions. I think right now, though, you know, Kennedy, you're going to come out and you're down, still 2-possession ball game, 1:49 left. Their defense is kind of built for this situation, those guys, so they're not going to try to do anything different than what they normally do. They really put a lot of pressure on the ball. They're going to double up on the ball, make you make quick decisions out there.
And you don't have to foul right away if you're Kennedy.
No, you know, with almost 2 minutes left in the ball game, there's an eternity here. But Cedar Falls, I'm sure they've talked about you want good shots with a 2-possession lead. You don't need to force anything.
Well, inbound right in front of us with Ben Gertis. Looking, trying to get it in. Finally flips it into Wolf. He's trapped along the near sideline. And now Cedar Falls will set it up with A.J. Green. Going to be burst on him. Green gets by him. And they're going to play a little keep away, a little spread court here. Green picked up by Burst, far hash. Backs his way out. Goes with the crossover dribble. And a 30 to play here in overtime. Green doubled. Oh, pass through the hands of Johnson, but he got it back. Now Green on the drive. No look pass. And Cedar Falls playing the keep away. They don't want to foul A.J. Green, who hasn't missed a free throw all year.
Brewster is the one who's guarding Green up there.
And Deere fouls Johnson, so that's the one they wanted. But that's four on Deere. Johnson came in 2 of 8, but he's 2 for 2 tonight. And it's a double bonus. Left-hander's free throw on the way. Good, rattled it home. And Kai Jenkins back into the Kennedy lineup. 65-60, minute 12 to play in overtime. Cedar Falls on top and got them both. 66-60, Tigers. Kennedy quickly into the front court. Foley, pick and roll to Brewster. Drives baseline, pull up jumper, strong, no. Rebound, Burst going for the save, couldn't do it. Oh, and he goes tumbling over the bench. Hopefully everybody's okay here. And it's going to be everybody up and okay.
Well, Burst really going hard for that ball. Like you said, he went right into that bench down there. He's up moving, staying in the ball game.
The future Illinois State Redbird baseball player. Looking, they inbound. Wolf trapped in the backcourt. Under a minute to play. Here in the ball game, and a reach foul in the backcourt.
They didn't, and they would have had a steal at the other end. That's what they came up with.
And Drake Brewster is fouled out. Fifth foul on Brewster. He fouls out with 15 tonight. As Haynes will come back in for the Kennedy Cougars. That's a big score, your leading score for Kennedy.
He's their number one option on the offensive end. Like they run things through now. You got to make probably got to be looking for Diggins and Makai Jenkins because those have been Diggins traditionally has been one of your better offensive players. Jenkins been really good in the second half for you.
Wolf missed both free throws. Kennedy's still ticking. 54 seconds. Diagonal pass cross court. Haynes. Back up top to Burt. First on the drive. Kick to the corner. Foley for three. Short. Weak side rebound to Wolf. And he lost it out of bounds. Good strip there by Malik Haynes.
And also, we're still at a two-possession game here, Scott. Albeit it's two threes. It's a six-point deficit. You don't have to go for three for a few of the Cougars. You take the two right away.
And they got the two right away. The timeout as Diggins off the curl got loose.
Nice set on the out-of-bounds play.
Timeout, Kennedy. Each team now, well, let's check that. Kennedy with two timeouts, Cedar Falls with one. I know the Tigers would like to keep that in case they need to burn it, trying to get the inbound in.
Yeah, and they got that in their back pocket right now, and we'll see what they do, Scott. Like you said, they had kind of made this little switch there, and they had Green become the inbounder the last couple times on a dead ball full court. See if they continue with that here.
Kennedy, one of the lone remaining unbeatens here in the state. Rated number one in the Gazette poll. Cedar Falls, number 10. 66-62. Looking. Green trying to get it in. Finally does to Frericks. 40 seconds. Back it comes to Green. Stutter dribble in the backcourt. Going to beat the double team. And we've got a... Oh, we got a charge on Green. They changed his mind in mid-point, and Green got caught in the air, and Foley is going to draw that charge.
Draws the charge. A.J. Green comes out of the ballgame with five fouls.
Huge.
Your primary ball handler. You're not going to be shooting free throws, though, Scott. It's going to be an out-of-bounds situation for Kennedy. They got an inbound right in front of the scorer's bench here.
I think Jackson Foley hurt his right wrist on that, too. 66-62. Diggins off the clear out. Drive, stops. Pull-up jumper. Ribbing, no. And the rebound and a foul. Kai Jenkins fouling. Dan Martinson, who checked in for Green.
Is that Kai Jenkins' fifth foul?
Yep. 31,
Kai Jenkins,
his fifth foul.
And for Jenkins, number three.
He will foul out with 16 tonight, but... Tell you what, he kept Kennedy in it.
See, had the big second half for him. Four rebounds to go with those 16 points.
Martinson on the line. He has not scored this year and still has it. Free throw no good. That was his first attempt of the year.
Now you're going to have Wolf's going to be your primary ball handler, I would believe, if you're Cedar Falls. He's going to be your point guard with Green out of there.
66-62, free throw number two, also no good. 27 seconds, four-point deficit. Foley quickly across the timeline. Turns between the circles. Angles right with it, leaves it for Deer. Kennedy's got to get a shot off. Deer on the drive, shovels it to Burst, to the corner, fall away three, in and out, no. Rebound, Wolf, and tied up with 9 seconds remaining.
We got a foul on Kennedy.
Yep. Foul on Haynes, and he is fouled out. And Cedar Falls is going to get the mini upset here.
One little quick burst jump run out to the corner to try and get the three. Probably could have went straight up inside there and tried to extend it out with two timeouts left.
Well, the Tigers are going to get the win, and despite missing a ton of free throws down the stretch, and they miss another one. This is a team that shot coming in 57%. And hit them all through three quarters, and now has gone stone cold. But that one is good. And timeout, Cedar Falls with 9.7. 67-62, the Tigers. And they use their final timeout. You think the next one's going to be any good?
I tell you, it's going to be a dandy. Too bad it's going to be up there in Cedar Falls.
It's going to be at Cedar Falls, the conference game. This was scheduled because of the CIML going to a round robin, and they pretty much got rid of all their non-conference games against the MVC. As So the Kennedys had to play Wallert,
Linmar.
Linmar and Cedar Falls in non-conference play.
Yeah, three of them, they just call them non-conference play. Try to play them in the first part of the year if they can.
Well, it's going to be a big win for the Tigers.
I mean, 4-2, they got upset by Waterloo West. I think you'd call that upset. Even though Waterloo West is a good athletic team up there. But they got upset before the break. They lost to a Minnesota team earlier, a good Minnesota team.
Yep, Hopkins, Minnesota. Inbound. Little token pressure. Deer looking. The quarterback gets ahead to midcourt. Diggins will pull up. High arching three. No good. 4 seconds. And will they foul? Doesn't look like it. That's going to do it. Kennedy Falls for the first time this year. As Cedar Falls knocks off Kennedy tonight 67-62. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back with the post game. And we'll do it after this. You're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's going to happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skokman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skokman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. After the Cedar Falls Tigers have knocked off the Kennedy Cougars tonight in overtime, dealing Kennedy their first loss. 67-62, the win for Cedar Falls. Tigers now 5-2 on the season. And Kennedy falls to 6-1. And boy, what a game. What a game that we saw here tonight. Back and forth, each team had their moments in this one. You saw stars for Kennedy coming off the bench with Kai Jenkins. You saw the sophomore Jackson Frericks hit the two biggest three-pointers of his young life to give Cedar Falls the lead in overtime and come away with this win.
Yeah, those two threes were huge, Scott, in a very tight ball game. That was the separation that ultimately wound up being the difference in this ball game. Even though Cedar Falls tried to make it interesting at the end, missing those free throws down the stretch where they could have put a little bit of ice on this one. But two teams really going at it, giving their all out there. Very physical ball game, up and down affair, a lot of emotion, a lot of intensity. Big win for Cedar Falls to come down here on the road. First game after the break, kind of a bounce back for them after they lost to Waterloo West going into the break. And get a victory. That's a young basketball team, Cedar Falls. Yes, they got a lot of sophomores and juniors out there playing. Only one senior, as you mentioned, I believe it's Johnson, who gets much minutes out there for Cedar Falls. Martinson got a few night in relief, big minutes in relief for A.J. Green. But I tell you, Kennedy had big moments as well from
Mekhi Jenkins. He had a great second half out there for the Cougars. Brewster had a good start for him, then got into foul trouble and just couldn't do enough things, couldn't piece enough things together, could the Cougars, once they got that lead in the third period. They weren't able to keep that momentum going into the fourth.
They bottled up A.J. Green for a good part of this game. I mean, doubling him all the time, not allowing the terrific All-Stater to bring the ball up the court and get into a rhythm a little bit. But to Green's credit, he freed himself up a few times. And before fouling out, he ended up with 19 points. He had 12 there in the second half. Ben Gurnis did a good job in that second half as well for Cedar Falls. And Tigers played some really stellar defense in this game.
Yeah, they did. They when they needed to, they got some stops and they rebounded. Kennedy, you know, the crucial possessions, we talked about it, where they had looks on the interior. I don't know if it was Diggins and Brewster maybe on offensive rebound putbacks or Jenkins was in there too as well, trying to get something going, but they just couldn't get it to fall, and then Cedar Falls made them pay for it going the way to the other end. Cedar Falls earned this victory tonight. It was hard fought.
Let's take a look at the final numbers of this one for the victorious Cedar Falls Tigers, who up their record to 5-2. Again, non-conference basketball in this one here tonight for the Tigers. They had four of their five starters in double figures tonight, led by A.J. Green, the 6'3 junior, with 19 points. They were hard-earned tonight. Ended up with six field goals, three of those from three-point land. Stayed perfect from the free throw line, 4 out of 4, 21 of 21 for the year for A.J. Green. 17 for Logan Wolf, including 12 in the first half for the 6'3 sophomore tonight. 11 points for Isaiah Johnson tonight. Hit three field goals, one of those a three, and 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. 10 points for Ben Gurnis, who had 7 of those in the second half. 8 for Jackson Frericks, but he hit the two big, big open three-pointers that gave Cedar Falls a 6-point lead in overtime. Ends up with 8 points all in the second half and overtime. And then 2 points for Dan Martinson off the Tiger bench. For Kennedy, Cougars dropped to 6-1 on the year. They were led tonight. Three double figures led by Kai Jenkins with 16 points. Came in with 3 points of the year, 1 of 11 shooting, and he ends up with 16 tonight, including a couple of three-point goals. 15 for Drake Brewster. Both of those players fouled out in this one tonight. 10 points for Derek Diggins. Hit the shot that tied it up at the end of regulation for the Cougars. 9 points for Malik Haynes, including a 3. 7 for Jackson Foley. Nick Deer had a 3-pointer off the bench and 3. And Matt Burst with 2 tonight for the Cougar total of 62. Cedar Falls with 16 turnovers tonight. Likewise, Kennedy with 16 turnovers in the ballgame. 3-point goal, Cedar Falls with 7, including the 2 big ones by Frericks there in overtime to 5 for Kennedy. Free throw shooting tonight, Tigers really one of the free throw line. The visiting team tonight shooting more free throws, making more free throws than Kennedy attempted. Kennedy was 7 out of 9 for 78%. Cedar Falls 67%. They were 14 out of 21 in the ballgame. And the bench scoring tonight was all Kennedy, 19 to 2 behind Kai Jenkins and his 16 off the Kennedy bench. And I'll throw it to you for a look at the final rebounding numbers.
So rebound, Cedar Falls plus 3 in the final statistics here, 35-32. So closely contested on the glass. Logan Wolf, though, with a great all-around game out there. He had 9 rebounds to lead Cedar Falls. Isaiah Johnson right behind with 8. 4 rebounds for Ben Gurnis. 3 for A.J. Green. 2 for Dan Martinson, and then 1 apiece for Jackson Frericks, Jack Campbell, Sam Gary, as well as Reese Gardner. 6 dead ball rebounds for the Tigers, 13 offensive, 22 defensive, total of 35 for Cedar Falls. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Matt Burst leads the way with 7 rebounds, 4 of them in the second half. Drake Brewster with 5, 4 for Derek Diggins, as well as Nicholas Deer, contributing 4. All those coming in the first half for Nick Deer. Mekhi Jenkins off the bench with 4 rebounds as well. 3 rebounds for Malik Haynes. 2 for Jackson Foley. 3 dead ball rebounds for the Cougars, 11 offensive, 21 defensive, total of 32 for Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
All adds up to a 67-62 win tonight for Cedar Falls. Tigers will be in action next coming up on Friday night when they take on their longtime rival Waterloo East. And Kennedy's got to get things back in the right direction because the Linmar Lions will come calling on Friday night.
Yeah, that's the life in the Mississippi Valley Conference. You got to be ready to go there. Big rivalry game that's traditionally been played between those two schools, Kennedy and Linmar. So the Cougars get back on the right track, like you say. And a lot of schools were here watching this one tonight, Scott, too. We didn't mention that earlier, but I know Linmar was here, Prairie was here, Jefferson, I saw them here. Probably some others as well. A lot of those schools with nights off tonight.
A couple of finals. The Assumption boys held off Xavier tonight, 62-60. Also, boys final, Dubuque Senior over Clinton tonight, 61-53. And late in the fourth quarter, City High girls leading Pleasant Valley. That is a 51-46 game going on right now. And we may have a little history tonight as well because the Western Dubuque girls we're down 10 in the fourth quarter to Center Point Urbana. If that stays, the 51-game WAMAC girls win streak for Western Dubuque will come to an end tonight with that crossover game. So that should be interesting. And no, 50-game, and it comes to an end tonight as Center Point Urbana beats Western Dubuque. And the City High girls did win 58-51 over Pleasant Valley tonight. Number 2 City High over number 13 Pleasant Valley. So a lot of good basketball on this first night coming off the holiday break.
Great way to start 2017, Scott. We had a dandy one here. The Cedar Falls players going in front of us. Got to make that long ride home.
Got to be a cold ride home,
yes,
too.
Yes, it is.
A long, cold ride home. And the yellow, I didn't see a charter out there either.
No.
So I would imagine it's the old yellow buggy.
Well, at least they get to do it after a victory. They feel a little bit better about it.
Yeah, absolutely. But for Kennedy, before we sign off here tonight, not the end of the world, obviously. You got to come back, get ready for a big rivalry game coming up here on Friday night against the Linmar Lions. And for Kennedy, a few things to obviously work on after your first loss of the year.
Yeah, and you know, number one, the foul problems, the foul trouble was a big factor for them tonight. I'm sure Coach McCowan talking about that with his team. About you got to play defense. You can play aggressive without committing those fouls out there because we need you on the floor. We don't need you sitting on the bench becoming assistant coaches out there. And then, you know, they struggled from shooting it behind the arc in the first half especially. That's a little bit of an area. Maybe you're a little bit rusty coming out of the break on too. And, you know, it's just a good team that beat you here tonight. Sometimes you got to tip your hat to the other team as well.
Cedar Falls had big expectations coming into this year. Two of the teams that were expected to be at the top of the Mississippi Valley Conference, and I think they will be by the time the smoke clears in this one. Coming up on Friday night, more basketball coming your way here on KGYM, as we will have for you girls basketball over at Linmar. It'll be the Linmar-Kennedy girls game, and we'll have it with Steve Dozier on Friday night. That'll be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. 106.3 FM coming up on Friday night. Also girls basketball, as it'll be West Delaware to take on Solon in WAMAC Conference girls play. And then Rivalry Saturday coming up on Saturday from the U.S. Cellular Center. We're going to have four games coming your way, starting off at about 12:15 with what should be an absolute gem. And that'll be in all three of our frequencies, as it'll be Marion taking on Linmar from the U.S. Cellular Center. Looking forward to that later on at 5 o'clock around there. These are approximate times, by the way, on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. It'll be Iowa City West taking on number 1 and 4A Pella. West High top 5 in Class 5A, of course. And then the two nightcaps coming up. It'll be on 107.5 FM. It'll be the rematch of the state final in 1A last year and the rematch of last year's rivalry Saturday game. It'll be Springville, number 1, number 2, Turkey Valley. And they've split in their first two. We'll see what will happen in this one. And then the nightcap will be those Center Point Urbana Storm and Pointers. They will be in action taking on Grinnell. So some good games all day at the Cell Center, so make your plans to come out there.
Yeah, if you can't get there, listen to it on the radio. You get some good, a lot of great girls basketball action.
All right, that's going to wrap things up. Phil, have a great weekend, and I think we'll see you next Tuesday night.
Looking forward to it, Scott.
All right, that's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Zach Johnson back in the studio for all his help. Thanks to Jeff Downing as well. Big thanks also to all our sports-minded boosters that bring you high school basketball throughout the season right here on KGYM. That'll wrap things up here at Kennedy as the Tigers upend the Cougars tonight in this one, 67-62. For Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long. Cedar Falls wins it by 5. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from Cedar Rapids, Kennedy.
It's depending on how many of his incidents you count.
Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable network. Speaking of guys whose career might be over, Rajon Rondo.